joining me now on the line is Irene Brussels, who's with the Democratic Alliance in the Mpondo local municipality. The reason why I brought Irene in, I did mention on the onset of the show that I've managed to stumble upon on social media the leak. I don't know whether it was leaked or intentionally posted, but it's posted there on social media. It's somewhat of the VIP guard of the municipality, and I'm told there that, in fact, according to the document, there's about 20 guards that are being paid by the municipality, and those guards are said to be, you know, protecting the speaker, the MM, the executive mayor, the chief whip, two councillors, and to the tune of about 5 million rand, because that's what is said is the total there. But at least it notes that it's only for January. But then it begs the question is, why are some of the award councillors then guarded? Was there then a security threat conducted on them that warranted, you know, these particular protection? And is then council aware of the security threat? And did council approve? I mean, 20 is a lot of personnel that are guarding just few individuals. Very interesting indeed. Let me bring Irene. Irene, you're on the line. Good evening.
Good evening to you, Musa. Hope you are well.
I'm very well, but I'm shocked. Is there a threat around your life?
Not at all, Musa. I was quite surprised, quite shocked to see this leaked document, as you call it, or intentional posted on social media. That the council board 7, who is myself, that has got a bodyguard, a VIP bodyguard. I do not have a bodyguard. So that is my question to the speaker, is where did this come from? Because the last time in council meeting during the year of 2023, there was an item in council to say, yes, there were threats on, it was also during the days of the late Mufi Manjati, if you recall.
Yes, I do.
There were threats, yes, he was shot and killed, the late Mufi, and then afterwards some more, another councillor, Smiley. And then it was decided that the Autumn Camp Council to say an assessment needs to be done by the SAPs whether there is a real threat to Canvas. And there's never been any assessment, so VIP bodyguards were appointed, and yeah, so a lot of money is being spent on such things.
You know what came?
Yeah.
I just want to understand from, I mean, you are a lawmaker, at least from the municipality's perspective, you sit in council. What does then the legislation say about the, you know, the VIP protection? Maybe let's start with the executive mayor. How many does the legislation warrant that the executive mayor should have?
The VIP and not the VIP, but a bodyguard appointed to the executive mayor is one. And for the rest of the council, none. But the government gazette states very clearly how many bodyguards could be appointed. But as I was saying earlier, these bodyguards, these VIP as they call themselves, was appointed by an item of council, which the item was supposed to be referred back and wait for an assessment by SAPS whether it is necessary to have such so many bodyguards to each of these appointees, about the mayor and the speaker and the chief whip and such other councillors as well.
So I know, because, you know, in another municipality, I want to convene the conversation around what is then the role of the protection leader linked to the mayor. Obviously, there is no deal of this because the executive mayor is always at work. But what shocked me from the leaked document, at least circulating on social media, it suggests that the executive mayor has got stationed bodyguard at the house, and then there are those that are with her. I don't know if that is allowed in the legislation.
flow, not allowed at all musa, not allowed, it doesn't take anything as such in the registration now. I also saw the document, and I was really surprised that these security guards are overnight at homes, even weekends, whether they're on or off duty. Yes, I know the executive mayor travels quite a lot, she does, but I can't see them being necessary at homes as such.
What about then the MM? Did the MM at one point, because I know the municipal manager has been recently appointed in the municipality just this year alone, has an action come before council that warranted a security threat around him being conducted and did council approve it?
Not at all. No item came to council. Requesting armed guard for a municipal manager, not at all.
So when the municipality pays this 5 million rand, at least on a monthly basis, how is then this matter not flagged within the council? Has it not come through under the many other committees within your council in Mkhondo?
This item is supposed to be, or should be, an item for impact, for oversight. It's an impact item. Yes, it's supposed to be going to impact. But whether it's been to impact, I can't tell you because I do not serve on impact. Remember, I used to be the impact chairperson with the previous mayor and then was voted out by the new administration. I can't tell you whether this item, I presume this item now has come to impact, because I think that is where this point is coming from, is from the impact document, if I'm not mistaken. This item is from the impact document that is leaked.
I just have so many questions as to why is this matter not been properly dealt with, within the municipality. Solely the municipality should be concerned paying 5 million rand, and one of the persons flagged in that document is yourself, not really your name, but your ward, saying there's a protection guard assigned to a ward 7 councillor, which is yourself, and you say you do not have a protection guard. So that individual that is being paid, where then there's I suppose, does it warrant then the money to be paid to that person if you do not have a protection detail?
That was exactly my thought earlier when I saw this document. I see the other counselor that just mentioned. Does he or she have, do they have bodyguards?
Well, I don't know. You know them.
That is the question that you have.
So.
For myself, do they really, are the bodyguards there? Because now it's a worrying factor for me definitely to approach this and to strategize to take this to the speaker and to the executive mayor to give me an answer of how did this come about that there is a body. As the council of Ward 7 after the VIP. So please, I need to show you who is this person because I've never laid eyes on them over there. And is this person being paid and who is really having this bodyguard? So it's quite a shock, which I know exactly because I am shocked. I'm really shocked to have seen that I, as the world councillor of Ward 7, have a VIP bodyguard.
I'm shocked, right? Came into the conversation hoping that you would explain to us maybe all the security threat conducted and all that. And you say you do not have
no.
I'm so sorry.
No. So you know what? Even if I had, if there was threats, I mean, there is threat and there is something. But does it warranty a 24-hour bodyguard? I have got security firm that is here at my home.
Yeah.
Whenever I need security, I call my security. I'm not going to use the taxpayers' money for a bodyguard standing guard about that. snug or drive me around for that matter, or stand at the municipal building waiting for me to complete me. I'm sorry. That is why I say money that's supposed to be for the people are not going to be there. You hear what I'm saying? Service money is supposed to go to the people, yes.
Unfortunately, that's where we have to stop it for this evening. We appreciate your time, Irene, and all the best in the world.
Thanks, Martha. Thank you for having me. Have a great evening.